Hi there, this is Henry Evans with Time Zone Marketing. Thanks for joining us. I wanted to do this real quick audio interview with Laurel Langmeyer, who's with me today. So, Laurel, are you there on the line?
I am. Thanks, Henry. It's great to be here.
Absolutely. I'm really happy that you're here. So, Laurel's going to be coming out to speak to our local monthly marketing summit with Glazer Kennedy here on December 8th. So, it's coming up real soon. Laurel is just an incredible entrepreneur. She's done some amazing things. She's been featured on CNN, CNBC, The Street, Fox News Channel, basically, The Dr. Phil Show, The View, basically everywhere that you can be, Laurel has been. She's written multiple best-selling books that are best-selling books both in the New York Times and on Amazon and on every other best-selling list that there is. And so I'm just really happy that she's chosen to come and share with us. She's actually going to be talking about her new book and some great things that she's doing. But again, this is all about you and the benefit that you're going to get from coming to this event. So, Laurel, I mean, there's so many great things I could talk about, your background, your experience, what you've done, but really, what are you most proud of on what you've done in your background?
Well, I'm a great mom, so I just have to lead with that. But what am I most proud of would be the amount of lives that we've affected and changed. I mean, we change lives every day. And I would say those moments of helping people who absolutely have never thought they could ever be an entrepreneur and make their own money, those are just amazing moments. And then the days where, you know, hundreds really, if not thousands of people have become millionaires. And the amount of people who have more than hope, that have evidence that their lives could be changed by thinking bigger, having a bigger life, and having some methodologies that really do it.
I love it. And I think that's one of the reasons that, you know, you and I clicked so well when we first met is my real goal or my vision is to help a million entrepreneurs, you know, leave the rat race and become entrepreneurs. And you're helping them really monetize what they're doing. And I think everything that I've read, everything that I've seen you do, I've just been extremely impressed. So most of our members that come to our local monthly marketing summits, they own small businesses here in San Diego. Some of them have mid-sized businesses. But what's the biggest reason that they should come out on December 8th? What's the biggest benefit that they're going to walk away from when they come out?
They're going to walk away with, well, first of all, because of the timing, I'm going to add this in, which is a real focus for 2012. You know, the recession is over, yet we're going through a very slow recovery, and I can talk economics all day because of my background, but they can either choose to be a part of the greatest transfer of wealth and really set the stage for an enormous intention for 2012. So I will go through some, really specific business planning things they need to do. But what I'm known for and what I do is I guarantee people money in 3 days. And we've had as much as, you know, $12,000, $17,000, consistently $4,000 made in 3 days. We have people who have never made money that made money in 3 days. I scholarship 13 to 19-year-olds that come with an adult to every one of our programs for free. It's one of our, you know, big things we're also known for is teenage education. So I'm going to teach them my fast cash model. So very quickly, how do you make money? Very, very quickly. You know, people, especially around the holiday times, you know, a lot of businesses go into a slow cash period. And I think that's choice. That's not because they've designed it well. So we'll talk about fast cash. We'll talk about a frame for 2012. And, you know, I'll share some amazing just methodologies we employ all the time at our company to do what we do.
Love it. That sounds fantastic. Yeah, there's a great saying that money likes speed, and I know that's exactly what you teach. And so I love the idea of people being able to walk out and be able to literally generate more money in a very quick amount of time. That's really what we strive to give people every single month. So you know, you've written multiple best-selling books. You've got your new book, Yes Energy, coming out here very, very soon. You know, you've done this more than once. And obviously, that's been a huge platform builder for you. You know, will you be able to share some secrets to writing the best-selling book for some of the folks that either have a book in process or have already written a book?
Yeah, and I think that they all have a book inside them. And, you know, in 2005, I was approached by McGraw-Hill to write my first book, The Millionaire Maker. And then I did three, you know, series of The Millionaire Maker, an investing book and an entrepreneurial book. And then I did one book with Harper. And then I'm with Hay House right now, my fifth bestseller. And these are big, big published books. You know, I've done dozens others. They're also published in Amazons and things like that. But when you go for a big one, it's a very different category. It's a very different thing. But everyone needs a book as a platform because it shows you know, you're an authority in something, it shows you're an expert in something, even if it's a small ebook. Amazon has so many tools. So we'll talk about how really that pre-sale of an ebook, that pre-sale of a book, that pre-sale of something small is really the impetus of the formation of, and it is actually one of the things I always talk about. It's the formation of your million-dollar platform. And if you're only doing this for a couple, you know, less than 100 grand, I mean, you should just keep a job, because that's like way too damn much work. Whoops, sorry, I cussed. But it is just way too much work to do it for a job. And really, a lot of people I find, Henry, and again, this is what I'm really known for, is taking people who have built, they thought a business that it really became a job because they didn't do it quite right, and move those pieces around so their business can become a business in 2012. And a book has got to be a piece of it. It has to be. Even if it's an ebook, even if it's only a few chapters, even if it's a collaborative book, some sort of your brain has to come out on paper where people can buy it.
Yeah, so, you know, one of the things that's great about doing these calls is you kind of assume things about people, but you don't actually know it till you talk. And I kind of thought that you probably had written other books before you had your huge bestsellers, and you just confirmed that. And just the amount of credit.
I have over 20 books. We have so many books, but, you know, we only highlight our big five. I mean, I did a book with Gorilla Wealth, J. Conrad Levinson. I have a Gorilla Wealth book with the Levinson gang. So I got a lot of books, but I only highlight my big five.
Which is fascinating. I mean, which makes complete sense, because, like you said, that's a huge platform builder, and the amount of credibility and authority that it gives you with an audience, so that they're attracted to you as the authority and the expert, as opposed to you trying to chase them down. It just changes the whole dynamic. So that'll be great. I really look forward to that. So can you talk a little bit, because obviously you've built up a successful business. I know you've got offices all over the place now. You opened up one in Australia. What's kind of your biggest success secret, if you will, to growing a successful company? And will you talk a little bit, you know, behind the scenes on how you've been able to grow this? You know, really, I mean, you've got a very successful business that you've grown on the back of what you teach.
Yeah, and I think that's what's made us, and as I've watched go through the recession, so many people, you know, really lay down their businesses, because they didn't build a business. What they built was an authorship and a speaker platform. And an authorship and a speaker platform is what a lot of people look at what I have. The difference is I own a conference center in Lake Tahoe, Nevada, where people come and mentor with me every month. So, I mean, I own the real estate. I own, you know, I don't, I have, an enormous team here in Tahoe. I have an enormous team in Marin. I own that building as well. I mean, so I also invest back in, but I only invest in casual things. So, I mean, we've built a real infrastructure of a real business that has assets, I mean, really core assets. Our real estate is a real asset to the company. We have other assets that are core assets to companies. So, yeah, I've done it very, very differently, and I know it's what sustained us while others who are just authors and speakers had to lay it down during the recession. So, absolutely, I'll share those. And, you know, what I'd like to do is, you know, I'll give my presentation and then really allow that time for Q&A afterwards, because it's really important that people understand there's a big difference you make when you shift from, you know, being a name in the industry, which there's a lot of those, but where are they today? And, you know, when we entered Australia, that's another key point, Henry, is we didn't just go to Australia. There's a lot of speakers who are going to Australia because they're not in a recession. They're a great growing industry. I have a building there. I have a building, I have a staff, I have a sales team. I execute there. I personally execute. So I have a lot of insights. So I've been doing this. We're just ending our 10-year anniversary. We're going into our 11th year. I've done this for 5 years before. So, I mean, I'm going into 16 years. This is not a first rodeo. I have a lot of insights on how to help people do it. And what's interesting is that's really my next demographic, is helping these smaller entrepreneurs, speaker authors, become big platform holders. I mean, we need people helping this industry right now.
Yeah, which is huge. I mean, there literally isn't anybody who comes to our meetings that isn't going to get something super valuable out of this. So as you look back on everything that you've done already and everything that you're going to do, you know, what do you want to most be remembered for when people look back and say, Laurel Langmire, I remember her. She really did this. I mean, what do you want your legacy to be, if you will?
She changed the conversation about money. She brought entrepreneurialism back to a world-class country that was falling on its knees. And that's why I give teenage education away for free. So for every adult, a child can come for free. So, you know, when people come into our programs, no matter where it is, you know, if a couple comes, you know, they can bring two teens. So really two for the price of, you know, four for the price of two is always how we do it. Or one for the price, you know, two people for one. Because it's going to take two generations to change this conversation. We've got to become an entrepreneurial nation again. We can't sit in this. You and I are so aligned. We have this mission about entrepreneurship because it's what built our country and other countries. This whole job thing has just got to go. And if people want to keep jobs but have an entrepreneurial venture on the side, that's okay too. But to have this entitlement of I'm doing nothing and the government owes me, I mean, America needs to get with it or we're going to lose America. So I think we're both on big missions for that. And I know that's what we both want to be known for, is that change.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yep. I mean, and I think you're absolutely right. That's what made this country great, and that's what's going to save this country as well. And I think that we're just, you know, taking action every single day to just get the word out to more and more people. So as people get ready to come to this meeting on the 8th, what should they do to really get prepared? Or is there anything that you want to share with them to kind of get them up to speed so when they get there, they can hit the ground running and really learn as much as possible in the short amount of time we're going to have?
Well, here's what I want to do is I find December meetings very significant. I think a lot of people skip them and say, oh, it's the holiday. I think that's the biggest mistake you'd ever make because, you need to gain momentum. And even if it's not in action inside your company, but in your own mind and in your own thinking and your spiritual intuitive, you're manifesting, like you got to get clear what you want. You don't start that in January. You're way behind. So I want them to come very ready and in state to get to it. Like there's two ways they can attend this meeting. They can come and say, well, let's see what Lou has to say. Or they can say, I'm going to get ready and I'm going to come and I'm going to get the most out of it. I'm going to meet people who are going to help me. I'm going to get this plan laid out so I can just be, you know, massaging it and building momentum around it. So when January 1 comes, they're straight away out the gate, you know, creating the revenues they need to. So that's the way I want them coming. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give them a 5-day boot camp. So when you go to the link that Henry's giving you to register to come see me, really see us and all of us play together, once you register for the event, I'm going to send you a 5-day boot camp around my Yes Energy boot camp so you come ready to play. And I always call it play because you can call it work or play. I've called it play.
Right.
You can come really ready and, like, let's get something done that night. And, of course, we're going to have fun doing it and be more collaborative. But when you come like that, you come in a different creative space of intention versus coming to say, oh, I wonder what we're going to learn. Like, you can come like that, but not very much fun.
Love it. Yeah, I mean, and that's extremely generous. So thanks for sharing that with everybody because that's some tremendous value that you're going to let everybody have who signs up. And we've already got over 50 people registered and we're still, you know, quite a ways out. So I know it's going to be a packed house. So highly recommend if you haven't already registered, make sure to do so. It's www.registersdforsandiego.com. So registersd.com. We're going to have Laurel Langmyer there. She is the Millionaire Maker. She's been featured on Dr. Phil. She's a money expert. She's a multi-time best-selling author, and she's going to be coming into town. And can't wait to have you, Laura. I'm really excited and really going to enjoy getting to have you meet our group. And I think you're going to have a really fun evening with everybody.
I know. I can't wait. I appreciate it. And look forward to all of you registering. Register soon. The sooner you register, the more time you'll have in preparing to get ready to come be with us. So thank you.
That's great. We'll see everybody on the 8th. Make sure to sign up today, and then we'll see you then. Take care.